another day comes to an end. I'm looking for a letter or something, anything that you would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny, I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. Beloved comic, actor, and so-called dean of deadpan delivery, Bob Newhart has died at 94.
Here's the one and only Bob Newhart.
He was witty enough to be a regular guest on variety and talk shows. In fact, Newhart was so amusing that he could play straight man to himself. There was this routine where he's a guard at the Empire State Building talking to his boss on the phone.
See, this isn't your standard ape, sir. He's between 18 and 19 stories high, depending on whether there's a 13th floor or not.
He was so well known that four of his TV series were named for him. Two were called The Bob Newhart Show, another titled Newhart, and one simply called Bob. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Longtime political commentator Lou Dobbs has also died at 78. Dobbs spent years at CNN and Fox Business.
Good evening, everybody. We'll be talking with the President of the United States, Donald Trump, here in just moments live.
Former President Trump was actually one of the first to announce his death on Truth Social today, calling Dobbs a friend and truly incredible journalist. President Biden is said to be doing some soul searching now as he battles COVID and an increased pressure from Democrats to drop his bid for re-election. CBS's Ed O'Keefe reports.
The two top congressional leaders, Hakeem Jeffries, Chuck Schumer, and Nancy Pelosi, now have all said to him essentially, there's a potential you're going to lose. We're going to lose dozens of House races, handful of Senate races, and lose total control of Washington.
Meantime, Republicans are gearing up for a final night at the RNC. CBS's Natalie Brand is in Milwaukee.
RNC co-chair Laura Trump says her father-in-law was impacted by the shooting, and she expects to see a softer version of Trump tonight.
If he does have this softer tone, do you think that's going to continue after this convention?
Well, Trump is Trump. Yes, he may have a few mean tweets here and there, but you judge by the policies and what he can do to make America great again.
Stellantis is recalling 24,000 plug-in hybrid minivans over possible fire risks.
It's urging owners to park the vehicles outside and away from structures until recall repairs are made. Stellantis says the recall of 2017 through 2021 model year Chrysler Pacifica hybrids includes about 19,500 vehicles in the U.S.
That's CBS's Jim Krasula.
I'm wide awake.
And great news for night owls. A new study published in the journal BMJ Public Health finds that people who are more active at night actually have better brain functions over early birds. Not clear why, but doctors warn not getting enough sleep can also be a detriment. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A four-year-old boy rescued from a burning Racine duplex yesterday is now getting treatment at Children's Hospital in Wauwatosa. The fire also caused minor injuries to two firefighters. Two civilian boats rescued a vessel in distress on Lake Michigan off Kenosha's coast yesterday. The fire department called for help on Marine Channel 16 due to Coast Guard unavailability. Swimming advisories remain in effect at some Kenosha County beaches, including Eichelman, Simmons Island, and Pinoyer Parks. Racine beaches currently have no swim cautions or advisories in place. A flood warning continues for the Fox River in Kenosha County, with water levels causing minor flooding in Salem Lakes and Wheatland. The warning is in effect until tomorrow morning. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Still no word on Love. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers quarterbacks and rookies reported to training camp yesterday. The rest of the players check in for physicals this weekend with the first practice on Monday morning at 10:30. No word yet on a new contract for Jordan Love, although GM Brian Gutekunst and head coach Matt LaFleur will meet with the media on Sunday. Tight end Luke Musgrave appeared on the Cripecast podcast with Wisconsin comedian Charlie Behrens and talked about who are some of the best tight ends he's followed in the NFL.
So, yeah, I started playing tight end kind of late, so Kelsey, Gronk, Kittle, kind of all the top. I like Hawkinson. Those guys are all pretty good. I like watching them. I'd say those guys.
NBA, Chris Middleton had surgery to both of his ankles. The Athletic reporting Middleton, who turns 33 next month, had both his ankles scoped this summer after numerous sprains this past season.
It's been a long rehab process, but I think we kind of knew we're heading towards.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly clear, a low in the upper 50s. And mostly sunny and pleasant for tomorrow, high upper 70s to 80. And around 80 this weekend, slight storm chance. Temps will stay pretty close to 80 as we look into early next week. A little more humid and still a chance of storms. It's 71 right now.
Spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. All right, it's time for Can You Guess? Most of these around the world are between 10,000 and 100,000 years old. What are they? The answer? Volcanoes.
I don't remember what just what time it was. All I know is that I fell in love with you. And if all my dreams come true, I'll be spending time with you. Every day's a new day in love with you. With each day comes a new way of loving you. Every time I kiss your lips, my mind starts to wander. If all my dreams come true, I'll be spending time with you. Oh, I love you more today than yesterday. But not as much as tomorrow. I love you more today than yesterday. But darling, not as much as tomorrow. Tomorrow may be springtime, just a day away. Cupid, we don't need you now, be on your way. I thank the Lord for love like ours that grows ever stronger.
Radio Park to historic Horlick Field. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. All the leaves are brown.
that big white bird, gonna fly right out of here without a single word. But you know you'll break my heart when I want you close that door, 'cause I know I won't see you anymore. Don't pour your love out on me, baby. If you do, then I think that maybe I'll just lay me down right 400 years. Don't pour your love out on me, honey. Take my heart, my soul, my money, but don't leave me drowning in my tears. Haven't I been good to you? What about that brand new ring? Doesn't that mean love to you? Doesn't that mean anything? If I threw away my pride and I got down on my knees, would you make me beg you pretty please? Don't pour your love out on me, baby. If you do, then I think that maybe I'll just lay me down for 400 years.
Home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon, it's Kurt Vollman. Well, recently Don Rosen spoke with Parker Munoz, who's in the latest production over at the Racine Theater Guild.
Now tell me the truth. The first time you got on stage in a major role like you're in now, a little shaky, a little nervous?
Oh, of course. Okay. I mean, I'm also an educator, a theater educator, and I tell my kids the same thing I think I tell myself, mm-hmm. and I think professional actors who've been doing it for years do it, and it's that nerves is because you care, because mm-hmm. you really, you know, want to do a good job, whether it's on stage, backstage, whatever, and no matter how many times you've done it, it's still there. You just learn how to channel it differently. You learn how to negotiate with those nerves, and I think when you're a younger performer or artist, it can be all-consuming. Mm-hmm. And those emotions can be a lot. And as you do it more and more, it's just like any other muscle with muscle memory. You get to sort of find comfort in it and find a joy in that adrenaline rush. And so by the time you are on there again, it's something that you're excited to do, not so much as a nervous thing, more as an exciting thing.
The latest production at the Racine Theater Guild is called First Date, and it opens tomorrow. That's Parker Munoz, as heard on the Don Rosen Morning Show. Listen to Don weekday mornings 6 till 9 on WRJN.
When it comes to Wisconsin sports, WRJN has you covered. All this season, WRJN is pleased to be your new home for the Milwaukee Brewers. Hear all the games home and away on WRJN. In addition to great baseball, we'll bring you Badgers, Packers, and local high school games when those seasons start. WRJN is also home to one of our state's top sports reporters, Mike Clemens, with his reports every hour, now sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Learn more at paysbig.com. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and WRJN, great partners for hometown sports.
Seeking the tastiest pizza in Racine? All roads lead to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. From classic cheese, pepperoni, and sausage pizza to golden fried chicken and signature hot sandwiches and calzones, Ferraro's satisfies every lunch and dinner craving. July's pizza of the month is the buffalo chicken, buffalo sauce, premium chicken, and mozzarella. Also, make sure you ask for ranch on the side. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Uline is here for the hard workers, for the ones rolling up their sleeves, working round the clock, and getting the job done. You're dedicated to doing what it takes to keep a business growing. Uline is dedicated to helping you make that happen. Working 7 days a week, staying fully stocked and ready to ship any of our 41,000 items the same day. Uline, your shipping and industrial supply specialists. Visit uline.com.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Credit scores affect a lot. Mortgages, renting a place, car insurance rates. Some employers even check credit scores before hiring people. So last month, Consumer Reports and Work Money got thousands of people to check their credit reports for errors and tell us what they found. The results were shocking. Almost half of the participants found a mistake on their credit report. That's a lot of mistakes. About a quarter found serious errors that could damage their credit score. And about a third found errors about their personal information, like name or address. So, go to annualcreditreport.com. Get copies of your credit reports. They're free. And take a look at yours. If anything is off, let the credit agency know right away. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Bowman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
I'm a traveling man, made a lot of stops all over the world. Pretty senorita waiting for me down in old Mexico. And if you're ever in Alaska, stop and see my cute little Eskimo. Oh, my sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn. And my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. I remember the night when we walked in the sand of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight. Oh, my sweet Fraulein.
Spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Let me ask you something. Do you still own VHS tapes? I was cleaning out a cupboard recently and came across a bunch of them, including the VHS tape from Titanic. Now, that movie was so long, it came on two VHS tapes.
Waiting for the break of day.
One, two, tres, cuatro.
Local news and timeless hits, too, on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Well, it's the bottom of the hour, so let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Two fake electors are part of the Wisconsin delegation to the RNC. Pam Travis and Bob Spindell admitted to the scheme to settle a lawsuit. State Party Chair Brian Schimming was asked about it this morning.
Those people who stepped up and stepped into those roles certainly didn't feel, and the folks who organized it certainly didn't feel, that they were doing anything wrong, or they wouldn't have done it.
The fake electors could still face potential criminal charges. Attorney General Josh Call says his office is looking into it. An aircraft on its way to Oshkosh flew into restricted airspace around the RNC yesterday afternoon. An F-35 fighter jet found the craft in question and safely escorted it out of the area. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The four-year-old rescued from a burning Racine home is being treated at Children's Hospital. Firefighters rescued the boy from a duplex on Douglas Avenue yesterday afternoon, finding him unconscious under a bed. The child was resuscitated and initially taken to a Racine hospital before being transferred to Wauwatosa. The fire, which caused an estimated $240,000 in damages, also resulted in minor injuries to two firefighters. A cause isn't known. Two civilian boats came to the rescue of a vessel in distress on Lake Michigan off Kenosha's coast yesterday. The Kenosha Fire Department says an immediate boat response from the Coast Guard was out of the question because they were patrolling in Milwaukee. A call then went out for help on Marine Channel 16. Captains of boats named Weekended Bernies and Anger Management answer the call, saving those aboard the troubled vessel about 6 miles out on the lake. Racine County conservative activist Harry Waite, who's facing charges of election fraud, has moved to change his legal counsel. According to recent court filings, Waite has submitted a notice concerning the termination and withdrawal of his attorney. An August hearing in his case is still set to proceed as planned. Waite is charged with illegally requesting absentee ballots, an act he maintains was carried out to expose flaws in the My Vote system. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly clear, a low in the upper 50s. And mostly sunny and pleasant for tomorrow, high upper 70s to 80. And around 80 this weekend, slight storm chance. Temps will stay pretty close to 80 as we look into early next week. A little more humid and still a chance of storms. Right now, it's 73.
Local news, timeless hits are back on WRJN. Tell a friend. Well, now a song that was later recorded by Fleetwood Mac, but I like this version. It's the Yardbirds, For Your Love on WRJN.
For your love, for your love, I would give you Let it be.
You spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Want you to mark your calendar for tomorrow. It's another Music on the Monument. Tomorrow, it's music from the Incorruptibles. And that starts at 4:30 tomorrow afternoon. Bring a lawn chair. There'll be tables and chairs there, some food and music. It'll be fun. Music on the Monument tomorrow.
Well, she got her daddy's car and she cruised through the hamburger stand now. Seems she forgot all about the library like she told her old man now. And with the radio blasting, goes cruising just as fast as she can now. And she'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-bird away.
Fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-bird away.
Well, the girls can't stand her cause she walks, looks and cries like an ace.
You walk like an ace now, you walk like an ace.
She makes the Indy 500 look like a rolling chariot face.
You look like an ace now.
A lot of guys try to catch her, but she leads them on a wild goose chase.
You drive like an ace, now you drive like an ace.
She'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-bird away.
Fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-bird away.
Thank you.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. You know, every once in a while you hear a story about some crooks that are brazen. Listen to this. A Norwegian family's swimming pool was stolen. It wasn't, you know, just bolted down to the ground. It was in the ground. But that didn't stop the thieves. When the family visited their mountain cabin, they discovered a big hole in the yard in place of the swimming pool that had been installed 20 years earlier. The pool was 16 feet in diameter. It was uprooted and stolen. Now, see, if this happened in the United States, they would have been caught because, you know, all the neighbors would be out there with their cell phones and they'd be recording everything that's going on. No, this was in Norway.
Taco Fest of Racine returns on Saturday, July 20th. Experience the best of the best as over 10 of the area's best taco trucks battle it out for the Taco King of Racine title. Pair those tacos up with over 30 taps of Wisconsin craft beers and other delectable eats. It all kicks off at 1 p.m. on July 20th with live music from 6 to 9 p.m. Tacos are available while they last. Come in early and settle in for a day of delicious fun at the Franksville Craft Beer Garden. Taco Fest of Racine is brought to you in part by Visit Racine County and enjoy Mount Pleasant.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no? As a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring, and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine-Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL HHS or the U.S. government.
Rescue me, I take me in your arms. Rescue me, I want your tender charm, 'cause I'm lonely and I'm blue. I need you.
WR Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Thanks for being homeward bound with me, Kurt Vollman, this afternoon. I'm going to be back tomorrow afternoon at 2. Stay tuned for CBS News at 6.
Someone told me long ago, there's a calm before the storm. I know it's been coming for some time. When it's over, so they say, it'll rain a sunny day. I know, shining down like water. I won't know, have you ever seen rain? I won't know, have you ever seen rain? Coming down.
CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. There are growing signs President Biden could drop out of this presidential race soon. According to the New York Times, Biden's reportedly started to accept the idea that he may not be able to win in November. A new CBS News poll shows it too, as Donald Trump's lead grows over Biden. Our director of polling, Anthony Salvanto.
Donald Trump will accept the Republican nomination tonight with his largest lead of the campaign over Joe Biden so far. This polling was done entirely after the tragic events of Saturday. So this is your latest. It is 52-47.
Trump with the majority of support. The new numbers coming as the former president prepares for his big night at the RNC.
I'm Matt Piper at the RNC in Milwaukee, where delegates are starting to find